The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And now we stop into the Lunchtime Doctor with Dr. Brittany Dean. Good afternoon to you, Doctor. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. I am great. It is great to be here again. And today we are going to be talking. Today's Wednesday, so we know that means, right? It means it's Women's Wednesday.
Women's Wednesday. We rule today.
Yes, of course. And today we're going to be talking about autoimmune diseases in women. So for the entire week, we've been talking about arthritis, osteoarthritis, and yesterday we talked about gout. And today we're going to be talking about autoimmune diseases in women. And of course, men do get autoimmune diseases as well. But it is important for us to discuss autoimmune diseases generally because, I mean, there are over 80 autoimmune diseases, and to discuss each one of them in detail will be a task. So we'll take it one by one, and definitely we will discuss each of them in detail on their own episodes. So autoimmune diseases, let me just define that for you guys first of all. Autoimmune diseases basically happens when our body's own immune system, well, the immune system itself is supposed to recognize any type of external pathogen. So bacteria, viruses, parasites, all these things that are foreign to our bodies, our immune system is supposed to recognize them and fight them off. So that is what is supposed to happen on a normal basis when we're talking about the immune system. Now, somebody who has an autoimmune condition, what tends to happen is that their immune system is not functioning as properly as it should. So their own body or their own immune system is actually looking at their body as a foreign substance and starts to attack itself. So there are many different types of autoimmune diseases. And what I would say is that while there are several different types, there are those that are more common, those that we will see more on a daily basis, those that we'll see more in the Caribbean. And I mean, it does depend on your geographic region as well, because you'll have some that are common here that may not be common in other areas of the world. Now, why I'm talking about autoimmune diseases today specifically is because autoimmune diseases, they do affect women more than men, and we'll get to why later on in the segment. But let's just talk about what are some of the common autoimmune diseases that affect women. So the most common autoimmune diseases that we really see that affect women in general, or what I would say is the most common ones that we do see in women, would be things like rheumatoid arthritis, systemic lupus erythematosus, which is SLE, multiple sclerosis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and type 1 diabetes. And here we have Bass in the studio with us today. He is here. And let me just pitch what's going on today, Bass. So you know that today, of course, is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. Yes, so we are talking about autoimmune diseases in women today, for Women's Wednesday. And since you just arrived, let me just reiterate for the audience or the listeners here what autoimmune is. It's that our own immune system starts to attack our bodies, and basically this causes a host of different complications, right? And there are over 80 types of autoimmune disorders. And like I said before, we're going to just discuss this in general, because to go through each one in detail is going to take more than 80 days. So you
more
can
than 80
more than 80 days. It's going to be, maybe you can speak a week or more on one disorder alone.
Right. But first of all, what is an autoimmune? Well, I don't know if you went through that already.
So I did explain to the listeners, autoimmune basically is when our body attacks itself, because our body's immune system is supposed to recognize bacteria, pathogens, anything that is foreign to our body and fight it off. And that is why, you know, why we don't get sick as often. That's why we have revolutionized ourselves, our bodies, to fight off these different pathogens, because our immune system has gotten used to certain things, and therefore it knows that when a pathogen is coming, it's time to fight it off. But those with autoimmune conditions, their immune system sees their body as the foreign substance, and they tend to fight themselves. So this is more common in women than men, but men do get autoimmune diseases as well. And the most common that we usually see in women would be things like rheumatoid arthritis, SLE, multiple sclerosis, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, and type 1 diabetes. But what I will say is that autoimmune conditions really do range from any type of organ in the body or any organ in the body. So from the skin to the gut to the lungs. So you can have autoimmune diseases occurring anywhere in the body. And I'm sure that a lot of the listeners that are listening and those that are diagnosed with autoimmune conditions can attest to what I'm speaking about. Your body has a host of different complications because it starts to attack itself, and you'll need several different treatments. And there's something that we call flares that can occur as well. So it is a very complicated condition, and it's one that we have to take seriously.
All right, doctor, well, we do have to pause.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
All right, folks, of course, Freedom 106.5 FM, Sankey 106.1, and Sky 99.5. A little interruption there with a lunchtime doctor with a team there down at the Hyatt. We take a break and we come back with more. Today, we'll just be probably invited to call and answer any of your medical questions, because at 12:30, we do have to join our friends out there at Health City.
Give yourself the care you deserve. Treat yourself with state-of-the-art medical technology and medical professionals that put your healing first. Health City Cayman Islands is here to provide you and yours with the care and healing you need. They are a full-service healthcare provider operating in the Cayman Islands to ensure that the entire Caribbean region can access quality healthcare. Call Health City now at 868-720-4019. That's 720-4019, and reach them via email at tt@healthcity.ky. For full details on their services, visit healthcitycaymanislands.com. That's healthcitycaymanislands.com. Health City, leading you to your best health. Your eyesight is everything. Let the experts at Dalton Brown Optometrists take care of it for you. They are the highest quality technology to provide a range of eye exams such as pathology screening, visual field testing, glaucoma screening, and much more. Just ask. They'll also provide a range of stylish and practical spectacles, frames, and sunglasses for all ages, and soft contact lenses, colored contact lenses, and hard contacts. All to meet your needs. Contact Dalton Brown Optometrist today at 667-3115 for your consultation. Visit them on social media at Dalton Brown Optometrist and check out their locations at the corner of Queen and Sojano Street, Arima. Your eyesight is everything. Let the experts at Dalton Brown Optometrist take care of it for you. They are the highest quality technology to provide a range of eye exams such as pathology screening, visual field testing, glaucoma screening, and much more. Just ask. They'll also provide a range of stylish and practical spectacles, frames, and sunglasses for all ages, and soft contact lenses, colored contact lenses, and hard contacts, all to meet your needs. Contact Dalton Brown Optometrist today at 667-3115 for your consultation. Visit them on social media at Dalton Brown Optometrist and check out their locations at the corner of Queen and Sojano Street, Arima.
All right, folks, so we're back with the lunchtime doctor, Dr. Brittany Dean, of course, 627-3223-625-2257. And we were just touching on autoimmune today, Women's Wednesday, autoimmune disease in women, or anybody feel free to call with your medical questions. We will take them indeed.
Yes, of course. We will take any questions. It doesn't have to be autoimmune related. Of course, we answer all questions on this show. So we invite you to call in, give us your stories. Maybe somebody can learn from it. As well as if you have any questions, be sure to WhatsApp us or call in, and we can see if we can help you as well. So, of course, we have a guest coming on today. But just to wrap up our little autoimmune talk, we will get back to it on another day. You know, we will have several more Woman Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday every is a Wednesday Woman, is Wednesday, Woman, Woman Wednesday. Wednesday. All right. Hello, good afternoon.
Good, Mr. B.
Yes, good day, sir.
And to your doctor.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Calling for Princess Tong, Mr. B.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask Doctor to give us an advice on this thing about detoxification or detox. You know, we have a lot of alternative medicine on the market now. You have the herbal and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, to me, not fully aware of what really is involved here. How can you really detox yourself? Or what is the proper way? So what advice you have on that? Thank you very much.
Okay, great. So, I mean, detoxification can be... You can do it with herbal medication, and there are medications on the market to help you detox. When we're talking about detoxing, this is healthy for the body in terms of supporting liver function, because certain medications, they support liver function, which plays a crucial role in detoxifying your body. So the liver is that organ in the body which basically detoxifies or takes out all the toxins from your body. When we're talking about detoxification using these herbal medications, however, what I would say is there's no real data that has been done on these herbal medications to say that it does work. Some people have claimed that they have benefits from it. Some people have claimed that they've used it for years and they've had no risks, etc. But what I would say is that we do practice evidence-based medicine. So doing something that you have no real evidence behind, well, that is a risk to you. And that is really a personal journey that you will have to think about. But as a doctor, I'm not going to advise you to go and take herbal medications to detoxify your liver. What I would say is that if you do have any issues with your body, it is important to go and get it checked out by a medical professional, and they will advise you accordingly.
All right, but you do have to admit that back in the days, you know, when... Granny used to give you a little purge and thing when, you know,
school time coming up, you take a purge,
you know.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
were a lot healthier then.
It depends
than they are
on
now.
What is in it. Because remember, of course, we do eat certain things on a daily basis, which is normal. So drinking chamomile tea is normal. Drinking certain herbal teas are normal for some people, you know. That is fine because people do drink their mint tea, they drink their green teas, all these things. That is fine once you do not have any type of underlying conditions to say that it will mess with your medication or it will mess with your condition. So if you are accustomed to drinking it, I'm not saying stop drinking it. I'm just saying that you do have to be careful because these things are not... actually researched. So, you know, medications in the pharmacy, they're researched, and we know this in X amount of dosage will give you a proper response or it will give you complications. We can't tell you how much of these teas will make you overdose, you know. So there's no real study, but some people do live by it, and there's nothing to say that you should be taking it, because there are certain things that can harm you as well in terms of the herbal medication. I'm not an herbal doctor. I don't know. Yeah. I can't go into detail about it.
All right, okay. And but in terms of cleansing, I know there's good bacteria and bad bacteria, but how does that work in your body?
So there is good, so we call it flora. Our body has its natural flora. Well, they call the bacteria the flora of our body. So there's bacteria that lives on our skin, which is normal, and in our GI system, which is normal. Yeah. But when there's an overgrowth of this bacteria, then we run into problems. So it usually is maintained at a certain pH. It's maintained at a certain level. But when there are certain triggers that make it go out of whack or a little haywire, then we run into problems. That's how we get diseases. That's how we get flare-ups of certain conditions, like autoimmune conditions, like we were talking about. And there are certain products that do contain bacteria that we do consume. So things like yogurt, you know, like kombucha, all these things that we do consume on a daily basis, they do allow our natural flora to thrive. So it is a good and bad thing to have bacteria? I mean, the overgrowth of your body's natural bacteria will lead you to problems. But there is our normal flora or our normal bacteria, which is normal.
All right, folks. Of course, lean into a healthier life with GNC Total Lean, where actual science meets tasty foods and make your wellness journey more fun. All right, delicious. And it's a way of convenient. GNC Total Lean is a complete brand of weight management supplements. Total Lean meal replacements and snacks. Not only can the high quality products help you on your weight management journey, but they're also great solutions for living an overall healthier lifestyle. Available at GNC stores, supermarkets, and pharmacies nationwide. Visit a GNC on Instagram and more information. GNC Live Well. Okay, that's it for there. We have a question here coming in. Doctor, what is a good HbA1c reading and how do you know if your reading is too high?
So, a reading of 6.5 and above, we usually put that in the diabetic category. 5.7 to 6.5 is usually about pre-diabetic. Mm-hmm. Anything that's below 5.5 is usually in a good range. But of course, if it is too low, then we're running into problems. Then you're hypoglycemic, right?
But does it fluctuate? Like 1 minute it could be lower, one next minute it could be high.
That really is. So the HbA1c, what I would say is that it should not fluctuate because it is a test that measures your glycosylated hemoglobin. And when I say that, that is the amount of sugar hemoglobin or sugar red blood cells that you have for the last 3 months. So that is going to
fast, and you have to fast and stuff.
No, you don't have to fast for that one.
Okay.
So that is just going to give you that accurate reading for the past 3 months, how your body has been responding to sugar in the blood.
All right. Good day, Doc. What makes your urine different color? Different colors.
Right. So we have discussed this several different times on this podcast, on this radio show.
Right.
There are many different things that can cause your urine to be a different type of color. Now, if there's blood in the urine, then that becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. Is it because you're having an infection? Is it because something is going on with the urinary tract? Is it because the kidneys are having an infection as well? Now, when your urine turns a color that you have never seen before, it could be due to medications that you're taking or certain foods that you're eating as well. So there are certain medications that turn your urine bright orange. Mm-hmm. And then there are certain medications that can actually turn your urine that Mountain Dew type of color. So if you are taking B12 supplements during the day and you are getting way more B12 than you need, it is going to be excreted and you will see it in the urine, and it's usually a very Mountain Dew type of color. So there are many different factors to consider when you're looking at your urine and the urine color. But you also have to take into consideration other symptoms that you may be experiencing as well. So are you getting burning, itching? Is there any type of discharge? Anything like that, you need to go and get yourself checked out, because now we're entering that zone that we may be thinking that you're having an infection. Mm. And especially if you have systemic symptoms like fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, definitely you need to go and get yourself checked out.
All right. Question coming in here, doctor. Boom, 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 boom. Hi, good day, doctor. I tend to get headaches at time. I used to wear glasses, but stop. Should I go back and test my eyes?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you are getting headaches and you used to wear glasses and then I don't know why you stopped wearing glasses. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they told you that you need to stop. Mm-hmm. But if you are getting headaches, especially when you're doing things like reading, if you are getting headaches while you are driving and at nighttime, it is imperative that you go and get your eyes rechecked, because it can have something to do with your vision. It could honestly be a lot of other things, but because of the fact that you said that you used to wear glasses and you stopped wearing them for whatever reason, I'm not too sure why, but I would definitely say go and get your eyes checked again and see if you can get a prescription that can help you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good day, doctor. I walk a lot. Sometimes my feet hurt. It could be probably the shoes or something. I'm not diabetic or anything, but I do enjoy walking. What can you recommend for me in terms of footwear?
So there are special shoes that are out there, but I mean, they're usually shoes for diabetics. There are shoes that have good cushions in them that will help your feet when you're walking. So you have to look for a shoe that has a cushion in it so that it will you will not get that impact of the ground as well. Because it's not just your leg that is going to be affected. It's not just your foot that is going to be affected. Remember, that's going all the way up to your spine. So it is important that you have a proper footwear. There's something called orthotics that you can check out as well if you're having problems with your feet and the shoes. They can be specially made or specially tailored for your feet and the problems that you are facing. But it is important that if you're wearing a shoe that is too tight for your foot or a shoe that is uncomfortable while you're walking, it should get changed, because then you can run into problems later on, not just with your feet, but then going up to your spine. All right. So you definitely want to get a shoe that is comfortable for you.
And what about these gel soles or things that they sell?
They do. There are some of them that work. I'm not going to call them on air. Mm. There are some of them that do provide some relief. But, of course, if you are standing for extended periods of time, you're going to need a lot more cushioning in your feet so that you don't get... It sort of absorbs the shock of you walking for a long period of time. So you definitely want to get something that is comfortable, especially if you are in a job or an occupation that requires you to do a lot of standing.
All right. Good day, Doctor. In terms of prostate cancer, what are some of the symptoms of prostate cancer?
Right. So I think we had a urologist come over a few weeks ago where we had a little men's day. And we did discuss some prostate cancer and some prostate cancer symptoms. But I will just reiterate some of them. Now, these symptoms can definitely vary depending on the stage and aggressiveness of the cancer. Now, in the early stages, it may not cause any noticeable symptoms at all. But as the cancer progresses, you will have some common symptoms. So you'll have changes in urination. So the habits that you have when you're urinating, they will change. And this would be frequent urination, especially getting up in the night to urinate more than usual, difficulty starting or stopping in the flow of urination, weak or interrupted urine flow, as well as a burning or painful sensation. And for some men, they also experience blood in the urine. Erectile dysfunction is another symptom. Pain or discomfort. So as the cancer itself grows, you may get some pain or discomfort in the pelvic area, and especially if the cancer is metastasized, you may get lower back pain, pain in the hips, and pain in the thighs. And it may be dull, aching, or sharp, but it can worsen with time. So definitely something you need to get checked out if you are concerned.
All right. So we do have our guests on the line, on the Zoom, right, as we talk about the Health City's 10th anniversary, right, new messages or areas of focus. Of course, we talk about Health City celebrating their 10 years, Health City's first accomplishments, charitable work, our patient stories, and looking ahead. So we say good afternoon, going out to you, sir, Mr. Shomari Scott. Oh, yes, good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hearing you now. Yes, sir, yeah.
Okay, how are you doing? Everything is great on this end in the sunny Cayman Islands. I know it's sunny there in Trinidad as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can all play a part in the positivity being beautiful islands, correct?
Of course, beautiful. So, well, I'm here and we have, you may not see her, but Dr. Brittany Dean is over there.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you're doing great. I heard you say that it was sunny there. It is. It's always sunny here in Trinidad. Very hot.
Well, that's what we tell the tourists. It's always sunny, but we know there are a few months that it may not be, but all good here in the Cayman Islands right now. But definitely, it's an exciting time for Health City. Mm-hmm. 10 years strong here in the Cayman Islands. We're a part of one of the largest medical institutions in India. It's the Narayana Health Institution, has 32 different facilities in India, and it was the brainchild of Dr. Devi Shetty, who was actually Mother Teresa's physician.
Mm,
so his
wow.
first claim to fame was being Mother Teresa's physician, and she was the one who further opened his eyes, where he understood that the majority of medical services from a tertiary perspective, that if you actually needed that care, only 20% of the world's population actually has access or can afford tertiary care at the highest levels. And he was looking to more or less commoditize healthcare to get the prices down to a point where people can actually save or figure out a way to be able to reach those levels of surgeries. And he thought, you know, how about me testing this hypothesis in the Cayman Islands, which is known to not be the cheapest jurisdiction, to be able to provide the highest quality of care with outcomes that measure up to the largest facilities and the well-known facilities in the U.S., but a fraction of the cost. And 10 years in, we've proven it. We've proven our brand. And as an example, a cardiac bypass surgery in the U.S. will cost you anywhere upwards of $100,000, $150,000. And we're able to do it at the same level, if not at a higher level than most of your institutions in the U.S., for $32,000 U.S., all inclusive. So one bundle price that you get everything, no surprises. And we're doing that right here in the Cayman Islands. 10 years strong, we've seen patients from over 70, that's 70 different countries that have come to avail themselves of our services. We have everything cardiac related, urology, orthopedics, neuro, spine, pulmonology. And we recently opened our radiotherapy center here in the Cayman Islands as well. So within, I'm going to say July, August, we have our new facility that will have the full spectrum from a cancer care perspective. But right now, we already have the first phase open, which is our radiotherapy, which was our 10-year gift to the Cayman Islands, as well as whomever else would need it in the Caribbean as well. So that's just a brief overview of, for those that who don't know who we are, who Health City Cayman Islands is, and some of the services that we offer, as well as, you know, the people that we've seen from all over the world. When it comes to firsts, we would have had the first LVAD, which is a artificial heart pump that's implanted when somebody needs a heart transplant but can't get access to the organ. We were the first to do that in the Caribbean, first to have CCM device implantation in the Caribbean, first from an ECMO center perspective. Pantology of Cantrell is when, I don't know if you've ever seen it, when baby's heart is actually outside of the chest cavity, yes, and you can see it beating and it's right there. Mm-hmm. We actually did the first in the Caribbean to put it back inside the chest and close up the chest. Mm. And that was about 4 years ago, and that young man is still alive and well and playing football from Nicaragua and sends pictures and videos all the time to our physicians. First cryoablation in the Caribbean, and the list goes on. So we're just excited to be here and to be helping the Cayman and LATAM, and we even see patients from the U.S. as well as Canada as well.
Wow. Oh,
that's beautiful, man. Good service. So what took you so long to get Trinidad in on it, on this?
Well, the interesting thing is that we actually have two reps in Trinidad, mm-hmm. Knowing that one of the major gaps in Trinidad is pediatric cardiology. Mm-hmm. We get quite a few of pediatric patients from Trinidad through CLFA. So that's a organization that works as part of the government in order to get young babies the heart care that they need. I know quite a few go to the U.S. as well, but we as the Cayman Islands are an option, and we're happy to see that there have been many Trinidad babies that we've been able to help save as well. And we only look forward to doing more as Trinidad needs, knowing that you all have medical facilities there, mm-hmm. and you offer a certain level of health care, whereas some of the other islands may have even much less, I should say. Mm-hmm. And then we would help them even more. But where we need to help in Trinidad, we're always willing and able, and look forward to answering any other questions you have.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Trinidad, thanks you for your service. I think that is such an accomplishment, such an inspirational story. I definitely need to come to the Cayman Islands and visit Health City. I feel like you guys sound great. Oh my God. The accomplishments.
The doors are wide open, and we're always willing to host and give a tour. And the perfect time is that right now Health City is on the eastern end of the island. Mm-hmm. Even though it's 30 minutes from town, people from the islands like, wait, all the way up there? but, you know, small island. So 30 minutes seems like a far ways. And that's our 100-bed facility. Mm-hmm. But we're actually opening a new facility right there in the middle of town, which is going to be 60 beds. And our grand opening of that facility is going to be July 11th. So that would be the perfect time. You know, open invite. We can talk after this, and we'll definitely give you a tour of the facility that's right there in the middle of town, as well as the one in East End.
I would definitely love to come. We'll bring the Lunchtime Doctor to you in the Cayman Islands. That would be so great.
And we could get a hands-on view. You could get a hands-on view of what's out there. Tell us a little bit about your bone marrow transplant unit. I mean, that is something that is unheard of here.
So, yes. So that's what's exciting, because with the new facility that we're opening July 11th, we're not only going to have the radiotherapy, which we already opened as a phase one of that facility, the bone marrow transplant unit will be open at that time, July 1st. And that's why we're excited to have this new facility. We'll also have neonatology, which was a major gap for certain countries in the Caribbean as well. Mm-hmm. Colloquially, we know it as million-dollar babies. So mm-hmm. in my many, many travels, when I was talking about everything we could do from a cardiac perspective, neuro, orthopedic perspective, the three things that I always would hear as a wish list was radiotherapy for cancer care, mm-hmm. Neonatology, and also having a burn unit. We don't have a burn unit yet, but we filled the radiotherapy gap. And with that, coming July, we'll have bone marrow transplant as well. And we will have neonatology. So we're just always looking to fill the gaps, obviously in the Cayman Islands, but in the wider Caribbean and LATAM. And then we're, you know, US and Canadian patients can take advantage. We'll also have them coming to our facility as well.
Wow. Okay. I think that was that is such a wonderful thing you're doing, and it is so intelligent that you are filling the gaps, because we do need these things. Not just in the Cayman Islands, not just in Trinidad, but all around the Caribbean, and that you are providing these things at an affordable price for patients that can't afford to get these procedures done, especially in a lot of the first world countries. That coronary bypass that you talked about, that blew me away, that you're just doing that for $32,000.
Definitely. And there are so many stories.
That is still blowing me away.
even in Central America, where they have a certain level of insurance, and there was a baby from Guatemala that needed to have a cardiac surgery. And just to hold the bed in the U.S., it was $200,000, just to hold the bed.
Yes.
They found Health City, and with the air ambulance included, which Health City doesn't have the air ambulance, so that's a different price. Mm-hmm. The total price was $50,000, all inclusive. They didn't have $200,000 to hold a bed, but with their insurance and with their savings, they had the $50,000, got to Health City, saved the child, and that young man, that baby now is a young man walking around playing football and doing everything young toddlers do at this point in time. So, you know, that's what's near and dear to our heart. The fact that we're actually able to help so many people, that if we weren't here, we're sure that many lives would have perished. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that Dr. Shetty says. Mm-hmm. A solution that isn't a solution, a solution that isn't affordable isn't a solution. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at times, you know, we talk about, oh, we have all this healthcare, but if it isn't affordable and you don't have access, then is it really healthcare that's a solution? And that's one of the gaps we're looking to fill at that tertiary and quaternary level, as well as, you know, regular GP types of surgeries we do. But mm-hmm. when it really, you know, hits home is when it's surgeries that otherwise, if persons were trying to go to the U.S. to gain access, they potentially wouldn't have been able to get there, and we're able to fill that gap and give them just the highest level of quality of outcomes as well.
Well, I heard you mention insurance there. Do you plan on linking up with any of your insurance companies, or maybe is there a link there already? What type of, is there any insurance things that you accept here from Trinidad and Tobago, other parts of the Caribbean, or is that something that you consider?
No, definitely. So for the most part, depending on the insurance that's offered in country, if there's an international component, we would be able to accept that insurance. And I know in Trinidad, you have like Guardian and the such. We've had patients who've used Guardian at Health City. And we always work with insurance companies. Even if it's a new insurance company and the patient finds us through the doctor, we always work to make it very easy for the insurance company to have us in the network. And a lot of times, due to, especially if they have that overseas coverage, they look at our price point versus the U.S., and they're more than happy to have their patients come to us. So, you know, we're not only giving the value from a quality of outcomes perspective, we're also giving that value from a price perspective to insurance companies to make it easy. We always make our doctors available to speak to any doctors across the Caribbean as well as in LATAM. And we have an international team whereby, with my former hat on being the former director of tourism for the Cayman Islands, I remember the Ritz-Carlton for many, many years asking for a concierge service where they could meet their visitors at the foot of the plane to carry them through. And I was never able to do it. And as soon as I started with Health City, what we were able to do was work out a mechanism with the airport's authority that any Health City patient coming through, they're met at the foot of the plane, they're carried through immigration and customs. We have a driver that meets them outside, and we drive them all the way up to Health City. And we have a patient care team here, international team, that carries them and walks them through the entire process just to make it, you know, you're in a foreign country. We want to make it as easy as possible for you, the patient, as well as the family member that's coming to you. And that's part of the secret sauce why people love Health City, is that concierge service. So I had the tourism industry upset at me for a few years, but then they opened it up to everybody. But Health City would have been the entity that would have started that concierge service to make sure that our patients from wherever, Trinidad included, get the best service possible.
That's right. It's like medical tourism.
Yeah.
Right? We have, our phone lines are ringing off the hook. Let's just take a call there. Hello, good afternoon. We're talking about Health City.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes.
Is this Health City based in Trinidad?
No, it's in the Cayman Islands, sir.
Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
Do they treat patients for leukemia like AML?
Mm-hmm. All right, question. Do you treat patients with leukemia, AML?
So when we have our modality for bone marrow transplant, then we'll be able to treat leukemia as well. So soon come, as we say in the Cayman Islands. Mm-hmm. July, going into, let me give ourselves a little time, but definitely August of this year, we will be able to treat leukemia, but hopefully July, which is the target date we have to open our new facility in the Cayman Islands.
Right.
Wow.
And if you ever need or have any questions, we actually have a rep in Trinidad. Mm-hmm. I can give you the email address right now. It's a.sammy, S-A-M-M-Y, at Cary, hyphen, M-E-D, .com. So asammy at carimed.com. Her name is Aisha Sammy, and she is an individual who works closely with Health City to make sure that Trinidadians that want to access Health City for various ailments that may not be offered in Trinidad will be able to get it in the Cayman Islands.
All right, beautiful. That's one more call. Hello, good afternoon.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I didn't get totally. You are saying you're going to start it soon, right? That's the leukemia treatment in July, August?
July 11th, yeah.
Correct, yes.
Right, we have a bone marrow transplant, that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Roughly, I will be off here, but roughly, would you say a course or how it works and, you know, different from the U.S. because it's very expensive, I know, and we don't want it free, but we that's sounding very good to many people like me who have to travel to India or the U.S. and we can't get through because of funds. You know, with our little insurance that we have, but whatever, if you could give us a little idea, roughly, I don't know, off air, I'll listen. Thank you.
From a cost perspective, we've always found that at the higher end, we're at least a half of the cost. And at the lower end, depending on the treatment, we may be anywhere 1/4 to 1/5 of the cost in the U.S. So anywhere between 20% to a 50% less than the U.S. is typically what we would have. And at sometimes it would be a 1/10 of the cost. Interestingly enough, where in the U.S., medications are very, very expensive. We get our medications from FDA-approved labs in India, and our medication costs, even though it's the same molecule, at times would be 1/100 of the cost in the U.S. So we'll have something that will cost $10 here, and that's, you know, $300, $400, $500, $600 in the U.S., and that forms a part of our bundle packages. For a lot of times, we actually have the medications included in the total cost.
All right. Very good.
Thank you so much for giving us an insight into Health City. And as Base was saying, definitely a spot for medical tourism. That is, it's such a great thing that you're doing and having all of this at an affordable price for everybody. And I definitely think that I need to come and visit on July 11th. I need to come bring the lunchtime doctor.
You might want
there.
To come back to the doctor work. Right? I want to stay there and work. You know?
Right. Open invitation, as I said. Yes. So now you said it twice. So we're going to hold you to that.
Yes, right. Yes, definitely.
All right, Mr. Scott, thank you very much for all the info and keep up the good work there at Health City. All right.
Definitely. Yes, man.
Health City, one of our sponsors here, of course, at Freedom 106.5 FM, Sagitt 106.1, inside the Lunchtime Doctor.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Yeah, man, Health City, some good info there. All right, one more question before we go there, Doc, for the week. Asking for a friend, right, does smoking weed, smoking marijuana, cause lung cancer?
So, anything that is inhaled within the lungs can cause complications, yes. Right? So, we do know that smoking cigarettes can cause cancer. It is linked to cancer. Now, smoking illicit substances or marijuana, it is a topic of ongoing research. I will say that. It's just a topic of ongoing research. I cannot give you a hard yes or a hard no. There's no research to say yes, and there's also research that talk about how smoking marijuana can lead to a lot of lung issues. But to say that it can cause lung cancer, I cannot give you a definite answer for that. But definitely anything that you inhale, whether it's smoking, it's vaping, or anything that you inhale within your lungs can cause some sort of issue.
All right, beautiful. So we're right back on time. It's not one for today. Of course, we'll be going back to our conference there at the Hyatt. Many thanks for listening. And of course, our friends at Sky 99.5 FM and Sangin 106.1. You've been listening to The Lunchtime Doctor with Dr. Brittany Dean. Of course, next Wednesday, we'll deal with your autoimmune.
Yes.
All right, so do enjoy the rest of your day, folks, and your weekend. Keep it locked on.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.